With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Efforts to get Americans out of the Middle East continue.
The State Department has been forced to close several embassies to the public, shut down at least one consulate, order the departure of embassy staff and families from at least six nations, and advise Americans in 14 countries to leave immediately, despite the war closing major airports.
We need to have contact information for Americans that need assistance.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says as options to get out open up, they need to be able to call these people.
We have identified and continue to identify charter flights, military flight options, and expanded commercial flight options.
The department says more than 9,000 Americans safely returned from the Middle East since the weekend. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The war against Iran has had a drastic effect on oil prices, with gasoline going up 11 cents a gallon between Monday and Tuesday, according to AAA. Petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says if the conflict escalates, the price of oil, gas, and dependent services like transportation will continue to rise.
Watching those numbers move in real time, it seems like oil prices are tied to the opposite of what the stock market is doing. Stock markets plummet. Oil prices are up on the continued increase in escalations in the Middle East. The threat of Iran attacking vessels transiting through the Strait of Hormuz continues to push oil prices higher. The uncertainty as Iran attacks various sites within the Middle East, destabilizing the region.
Results on elections in North Carolina, Texas, and Arkansas should be coming in pretty soon. Analysts are particularly watching the Senate race in Texas as three Republicans battle it out for their party's nomination and two Democrats face off in their contest. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 403 points. This is SRN News. Ohio's fetal remains bill stays on hold.
The legislation requires that any unborn baby killed by abortion receive a decent burial. But a state appellate court has ruled that the statute violates the abortion amendment that Ohio voters added to the state constitution in 2023. Under the fetal remains bill, abortion clinics would have to foot the bill for providing burial for the babies they abort. The appeals judges found that this might hamper the process of women obtaining abortions. Michael Harrington reporting.
Michelangelo's iconic painting, The Last Judgment, is getting a facial. A team of restorers is moving a chalky white film of salt that has accumulated over the Renaissance masterpiece since its last major renovation three decades ago. The cleaning operation is expected to be completed by Easter in the first week of April. The public can continue to visit the Sistine Chapel in the meantime. This is SRN News. Rwanda's army is the target of U.S. economic sanctions. It's punishment for the army's involvement in fighting in a neighboring country.
Rwanda and Congo signed a peace deal in December in Washington as part of President Trump's push to broker peace in the region and attract billions of dollars in Western investment. But the fighting has spread even beyond the current front lines, with M23 acknowledging it had used drones to attack the key mining city of Kisangani. This blatant violation appears to have crossed a line with the Trump administration. Financial sanctions have been imposed directly on key Rwandan military officials and the Rwandan army in its entirety.
The BBC's David Bamford. Iranian drone strikes have damaged three Amazon Web Services sites in the Middle East, exposing how vulnerable cloud data centers are in conflict. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.